This is the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so when you hear that school bell, go get your Bibles and spend the next 15 minutes with us in God's Word. And you'll have a better day by doing that. We're going to be looking at Isaiah, the statesman prophet. And so turn in your Bible now to Isaiah chapter 6. And this is where Jehovah appears unto Isaiah and calls him forth to go preach and to prophesy. And so we'll be looking at that in just a moment. Now, while you're turning to Isaiah chapter 6, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. It is interesting to me that the foundation stones for the original building that stood there at this location were rolled off of Ben Lomond Mountain and set in place that the building could be erected. We now have a newer brick building that is there, but some of those stones are still in the little garden areas around that church. Come visit with us. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., beginning with a brush arbor. Almost 100 years ago, those wanting to worship God and serve Him after the New Testament order had gathered together in this location, and we are still meeting and trying to do that very thing to this day. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bibles, open them. We're going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 6, and I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And here's what we read. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above Him stood the seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With twain He covered His face, and with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King Jehovah of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin forgiven. And I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then I said, Here am I. Send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. See ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn again, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be waste without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land become utterly waste. In a few class sessions, we're going to return to this reading from Isaiah chapter 6 and study it in more detail. But in the meantime, let me read to you another of the prophecies of Isaiah. This is one of those beautiful prophecies that is often heard when we talk about Isaiah. Remember that holy mountain in Isaiah chapter 2 that we studied about in the last class? It comes up again in Isaiah chapter 11. In Isaiah 11 in verse 1, Isaiah says, "There shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of Jehovah shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Jehovah. And his delight shall be in the fear of Jehovah. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. And the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Jehovah, as the waters cover the sea. And it shall come to pass in that day that the root of Jesse that standeth for an ensign of the people, unto him shall the nation seek, and his resting place shall be glorious." Did you see there in Isaiah chapter 11 in verse 9 where it says, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain"? This is the holy mountain of Isaiah chapter 2, where all peoples will come and beat their swords into pruning hooks. You see, there's going to be peace in this kingdom that is to come, of which Isaiah speaks, and of which the Messiah will rule, over which the Messiah will rule. And we find these prophecies fulfilled in the New Testament. In fact, the very words from Isaiah chapter 10, where it says that to him shall the nations seek, in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 10, are quoted by Paul as having reference to the Gentiles coming into the church. These are beautiful words from Isaiah, and we must remember that we're not to take everything Isaiah says as literal, because he speaks in figures, and he preaches in poetry. And that's what gives the book of Isaiah and the preaching of Isaiah its beauty. And sometimes we have to dig through these things to find them out, and when we do so, we see that it is worth the effort that we put forth to do so. And we can thank God that we have such writings and teachings as these. Now, there is a golden text for this lesson about Isaiah. It is found back in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, where Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." And the devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson on Isaiah, the statesman prophet, comes from the book of Isaiah itself. It is Isaiah chapter 12. It's one of the shortest chapters in the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah says, "And in that day shalt thou say, I will give thanks unto thee, O Jehovah, for though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Jehovah, even Jehovah, is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, give thanks unto Jehovah, call upon his name, declare his doing among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto Jehovah, for he hath done excellent things. Let this be known in all the earth. Cry aloud and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great in the midst of thee is the Holy One of Israel. Now I want to turn from the scriptural text to a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools that were to meet on May of 27, 1923. And he discusses Isaiah the statesman prophet. He begins with some geographical notes and says, "We have learned what and where Jerusalem was, of the building of the temple by Solomon, of the rebuilding of it by Zerubbabel, and of its being enlarged and beautified by Herod." You see, he's pointing this out because in Isaiah chapter 6, Jehovah appears unto Isaiah in the temple. Now let me read the introduction. "By reading all the reference material, much will be learned about Isaiah. Isaiah was the son of Amoz. Isaiah means salvation of Jehovah. He says, 'Behold, I and the children whom Jehovah hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from Jehovah of hosts who dwell in Mount Zion.'" Isaiah 8 and verse 18. "His wife is called the prophetess." Isaiah 8 and verse 3. "The name of his first son, Shur-Jashub." Isaiah 7 and verse 3. And that strange name means a remnant shall return. "The name of his second son, Maher-Shalal-Hash-Baz." Isaiah 8 and verse 3. And that strange name means "the spoil speedeth, the prey hasteneth." And Isaiah named his sons at the word of Jehovah to illustrate the things that he was prophesying. Isaiah prophesied during the reigns of the kings of Uzziah and Jotham and Ahaz and Hezekiah, Isaiah 1 and verse 1. He did not prophesy through the entire reigns of all these kings, but belonged to this period of the nation's history. Uzziah is also called Azariah and reigned 52 years, according to 2 Kings 15, 1 and 2. Jotham reigned 16 years, according to 2 Kings 32, 33. And Ahaz reigned 16 years, according to 1 Kings 16, 2. And Hezekiah reigned 29 years. Now you add all of that up and you have many years of the reigns of these kings. And supposing that Isaiah began to prophesy when a young man, and before the close of Uzziah's reign, he was an old man at the beginning of Manasseh's reign. He touches on the destiny of kingdoms surrounding Judah and Israel. And he saw beyond the revolutions of kingdoms and downfall of empires the coming Savior, whose working kingdom should surpass all others. Tradition says that Manasseh had Isaiah sawn asunder in the trunk of a tree. And it is supposed that a reference is made to this death of Isaiah in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 36 through 38. We read in this great chapter of those heroes of faith that others had trial, mockings, and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain by the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes of the earth. Where the Hebrew writer says they were sawn asunder is thought by many to be because of that tradition of how Isaiah himself was put to death. And so Isaiah then would be counted among those of whom the world was not worthy. Make sure you come to the next class and we'll continue this study.